Good morning. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, and also the director of Impact Prayer Ministry, here with a video of encouragement and prayer as we begin, at least I begin my day. Spent time with God this morning, continuing, almost finished with the devotional, The Heart of a Child. And today's topic within that devotional is knowing the greatness of God. And the idea really comes off of scripture where John writes that greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. And so many times our mind as humans have some odd definitions of greatness. I would guess if you were to ask a variety of people, what makes a person great? You would probably get about as many different answers as the number of people you ask. We all tend to define greatness based on what we value. And so when we look to God and recognize His greatness, we probably need to go back to what Jesus said. And Jesus' definition of greatness was, the one who wanted to be greatest must become servant of all. One of the reasons that we can claim God's greatness is His willingness to serve mankind, exemplified at the greatest level by sending Jesus to become that servant of all. Not just through His ministry on earth, not just through the good deeds that He did while He walked this earth, but the greatest service of all, taking on my sin, taking on your sin, going to the cross to die, because I deserved that. You see, as we go through life in the midst of this COVID-19 pandemic, I find it very encouraging to know that the one in me is greater than the one in the world. And if God is greater than our enemy, how much greater is He than the things of this world? The things like a virus, the things like uncertainty, the things like loneliness. You see, as we go through life and recognize that we have a relationship with the living God, that the one in us, the promised Spirit of God that dwells within His children, is not only greater than whatever we want to list, He's the absolute greatest. I hope and pray that as you go through today, whatever you face, that you will discover that God is indeed greater than the laundry pile, greater than the meal list, greater than the stack of bills that you're not quite sure how are going to be paid now, greater than the sickness, greater than this virus, greater than the loneliness that tends to cover us, greater than the fears. But even beyond all that, He's greater than the joy. He's greater than the satisfaction. He's greater than any of the good things that we can accumulate in this life. And so it's my prayer today as we represent Jesus, that we would do so not in our strength or in our power or in our might, but by the power of the one who lives in us. To do and be and represent in a way that we could never do on our own. As we approach a time where more and more are calling for either a loosening of the stay-at-home orders or a simply discarding of them. There are those that I know who are rejoicing and cheering for those decisions to be made sooner rather than later. There are those that I know who are beside themselves that this would even be considered now. That there's still too much unknown, there's still too much risk, there's still... And as I've talked in several of these, the problem I think comes for many of us is very qualified experts speak on each side. Opposite things. And so rather than listen to the experts, well, maybe not avoid listening to them, but rather than view them as God, I choose to view God as God and spend time with Him and following His lead. Whether we meet face to face or not, God still calls us to love one another, to care for one another, to look out for the needs and concerns of one another. And for some, I believe those needs are protection. For some, the needs are social interaction. And it's only through the power of God that I believe we can figure out how both of those can take place. Today, as we pray, I would ask that you spend time listening. Allow God to examine how you feel and why you feel that way. Allow Him to fill you with an awareness and knowledge of His greatness within you. Oh, it's not some macho bravery type greatness that should send you out doing foolish things because you're invincible. But it is a bold, courageous braveness that represents Jesus. That's driven by faith and not fear. That's driven by wisdom and not foolishness. And I believe the best way to find that is to constantly be in communication with God, even as you listen to news sources and experts and those that have studied the virus and things like it. Do so in the context of listening to God and asking what He would have you to do to best represent Jesus. Let's spend some time in prayer this morning. Father, thank you that you love us so much, that you've put within us your Spirit. We have the power, your power within us, which is greater than any power in this world. Father, may we live life knowing that you have indeed conquered death through Jesus. That the worst that this virus can do to any of us who are in Christ is to make our life uncomfortable, miserable, even unbearable at times on this side of heaven. But as we remain in Christ, it cannot destroy our life, because our life continues. And yet, Father, I pray for those who become sick. I pray that there would be a way of bringing health and strength to their body, that they can continue to live a life that represents Jesus and the power that you have to bring hope out of darkness. Father, as we live through today, whatever we face, whether it's things that are very discouraging to us or whether they're things that are very encouraging to us, may we live with the knowledge that you are greater. Father, in living with that knowledge, may we continually keep our head up with our eyes fixed on you. Knowing that these circumstances not only don't have to define us, they shouldn't define us. But Father, may we take these circumstances we experience today and may we use them to their fullest to represent Jesus. Whether that representation of Jesus is to our family, those that live in our household, whether it's to others, friends and acquaintances on social media, even strangers on social media, whether it's to our coworkers, to the workers in the store, to whoever we would interact with. May whatever circumstances are involved in those interactions, may we use them to represent Jesus. Realizing that His power within us is greater than whatever caused that circumstance. So, Father, as we live today, I pray that you would simply remove this virus from the face of the earth. But more than removing the virus, I pray that you would calm our fears, that you would fill your people with courage and hope, that we'd be filled with wisdom and strength and knowledge to do what is right and best. That we would have discernment to weed through and see through the competing claims. Father, that you would silence the foolish so that wisdom could be heard. Father, I pray for continued patience and perseverance as the days of stay-at-home orders and self-isolation, social distancing continue to add up. For some that's are very social people, and this has been very difficult for others, the social interaction with people isn't a big part of my life. That being, quote, stuck at home doesn't feel stuck. And Father, you've created each of us differently with different likes, desires, and gifts and abilities in order to represent yourself more fully. So may we have greater understanding of one another. That our standard would not be what we want or what they want, but it would be what you want. Father, as we lift up our healthcare workers, our emergency care workers, our grocery clerks, our delivery people, those who are continuing to work to provide and manufacture the goods and services that we need. I pray that there would be a peace and a wisdom in how they keep safe. Father, I realize that this world is not a safe place. That even should this virus be gone and you remove it from the earth, there's so many other things that cause pain and suffering. So, Father, help us to learn through this. Help your body, the church, learn through this of how to be the light that we've been called and created to be. Help us to care for the hurting as individuals. Father, it's so easy to look at some vague group, say they ought to do something. We call out that the church ought to do something, the government ought to do something, and yet in both cases, those entities are the people. And so, Father, when I'm tempted to say either of those things, when any of us are tempted to say either of those things, may we be drawn back to you and ask you what we personally ought to do about it. Father, may we not be guilty of passing off our responsibility to our brothers and our sisters, expecting someone else to care for them. Father, today as we live life, as we live within the power of the one who is within us, within your power, may we do so recognizing that you alone have all authority over heaven and earth. So, Father, I call out to you. And I say, here am I. Continue to mold me into what you want me to be. Continue to use me in ways that you want me to work. Continue to draw me to yourself even as I draw near to you. Give me eyes to see and ears to hear and hands and feet to act. And may each one of us today lift up Jesus in everything that we do, that he would draw many to himself. For this is my prayer in his precious name. Thank you for joining me on this morning's encouragement and prayer time. Again, I try to broaden